Bill 1073, and again, I'll recognize Representative Schaefer. I believe we've amended that bill, brought it back up off from the table, amended it, had the public testimony, and I think now we are simply opening for committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1073. The amendment, okay. We have amended it, though, haven't we? We did amend it. Okay. I would allow just a short time. Are there, were there proponents of the amendment? Was there an opponent of the amendment? Did you have some opposition? Were you an opponent of the original bill as well?
Yes.
So this would be similar testimony. Okay.
Yes, Madam Chair, I'll be very brief. 1073 originally.
Would you just identify yourself for the internet?
Sorry, we kind of got threw off track there. Jim Hutmaker, South Dakota Coalition of Schools, registered lobbyist. Originally, I did testify against 1073. The testimony is going to be very similar. I realize this bill is just a little different. It cuts the incentive in half, but the thing I'd like to remind the committee that, you know, I think the incentive has been in place, and I think we need to allow it time to work, and I don't believe that we've actually done that. The other thing, the school district costs are not going to go down as far as the consolidation goes, and as we progress into time, it's going to get more expensive, and I think we're going the wrong way with the incentives. And the other thing I would like to say is that if we're going to force consolidation or think we're going to hurry it up by this, I think we're totally wrong. And maybe the thing we need to do is to bring legislation if we're going to try to hurry things up and force consolidation at this level instead of at the local district. Our organization believes it ought to be done locally and not done through legislation, but there seems to be a move in this legislature to try to hurry things along, and we would oppose this bill the way it is. Thank you.
Just a clarification. When you said you thought the legislature should bring...
Well, there seems to be...
Should bring legislative...
Madam Chair.
Would you say that again?
Yes, I will. We believe, our organization believes it should be done at the local level, but there seems to be a move in the legislature among some legislators that think that we should hurry the consolidation up. And my answer to that would be that if you want to hurry it up, maybe the thing to do is bring legislation to actually force consolidation at this level instead of letting the locals do it or taking the incentive away.
Thank you. Any other comments on that, on 1073 as amended? Seeing none, then we'll close the public testimony and open for committee discussion and or action. Representative Wick.
Madam Chair, I would move to pass on House Bill 1073 as amended.
Move is to pass on House Bill 1073 as amended by Representative Wick. Second by Representative Bruner. Representative Wick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I have to point out that initially I was opposed to the original bill because it was only 2 years and it was going to change it. And I feel like the third year and to reduce it puts a little more pressure on, but it gives counties, school districts in the counties a little more time to make a decision. It gives them another year, and then it reduces it so that maybe it'll get a couple or three to move. And when somebody comes and testifies that we should pass a bill to force consolidation, I wasn't here when consolidation was done back in the 60s. I don't go that far, but I have read about it, and I can remember some of the things that happened. And I don't think any of us would want to be here in a forced consolidation situation, but if we can encourage it, I think that's the best way that we can hope to see some of the schools. And I think as we move along and we look at what's happening, we see more cooperation between the schools as we go down the road. And I think we can see more of that as we continue. If we put a little bit of pressure on, we can maybe see a few of them consolidate. But it is a local decision, and that's the way it should stay. So I would encourage 1073 as amended. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other comments on the pending motion of do pass House Bill 1073? Any other comments? Representative Roberts.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 1073 as amended to the 41st day.
Substitute motion to move House Bill 1073 as amended to the 41st day, second by Representative Elliott. Representative Roberts.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, I think what the lobbyist said was, if we really want, and we're really serious as a legislature about wanting schools to consolidate, then let's just get on with it and pass the bill. If we are serious about encouraging districts to consolidate and to do it at the local level as communities are ready to do it, then this doesn't do it. This bill doesn't do it either. This puts that out there. Here's what you need to do if, in fact, you want this. Now, it's pretty ironic that I'm coming from the largest school district saying we need to basically send this bill away. But I've traveled across the state, and I understand the challenges, and as many of you do, because you represent those school districts, many of the challenges that are out there in terms of what's happening in our rural communities. So I would urge you to support the 41st day and give this its second rest.
Substitute motion pending is a deferral of the 41st day to the 41st day of House Bill 1073. Any other comments on that motion? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, my thinking on this is we're not going to take away all the consolidation incentives. What the plan is I don't think this is working. And I know there's been the comments that, oh, we haven't had time. But a sheet was passed out to us in the number of consolidations that have happened in the past few years. There is absolutely no evidence that indicates that this has helped anything. I think we seriously need to phase out this, redesign and consolidation incentive. This isn't working. I mean, I support this because of the amendment, because it extends it a little bit longer. But that gives us more time to come up with something else, something better. Initially, I wasn't convinced that we should do it without a plan in place, but now that we have another year, this creates some more urgency. I think that will facilitate planning and come up with something to the alternative. So that's why I'm supporting it now and not the first time. Thank you.
Any other comments on the pending motion of deferral to the 41st day? Seeing none, all those in favor of deferral to the 41st day will say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford.
Excuse
me. Brunner.
No.
Buckingham.
Aye.
Elliot.
We're voting on the substitute motion, which is deferring House Bill 1073 to the 41st day.
Aye.
Hills.
No.
Nelson.
Aye.
Knobstrup.
No.
Olson.
No.
Roberts.
No. Aye.
Schaefer.
No.
Schaefer is no. Van Norman.
Excused.
Weems.
This is deferral to the 41st day. No.
Wick.
No.
McLaughlin.
No.
Heineman.
No.
8 no's, 2, 3, 4 yeses, 2 excuses.
The substitute motion of deferral to the 41st day fails with a vote of 2 excused.
2, 3 excused. 4 yes.
3 excused.
Bradford
and Van Norman are excused. Okay, now we're there. The motion to defer to the 41st day fails with 4 yeses, 9 noes, and 2 excused. We now go back to the pending motion, Representative McLaughlin.
I move do pass.
It's already been moved on do pass, so we'll go back to that pending motion of do pass on House Bill 1073 as amended. Are there any more comments on that? Seeing none, all those in favor of a do pass motion on House Bill 1073 will say aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford. Bruner.
Aye.
Buckingham.
Aye.
Elliott.
Nay.
Hills.
Aye.
Nelson. Knobstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Roberts.
No.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Van Norman. Weems.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
McLaughlin.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
The do pass motion of House Bill 1073 passes with with 10 yeses, 3 noes, and 2 excused. Thank you.